Good morning. Today we're going to have a recap of our topic over the past week, and we are also going to add on some new additional interesting shaila. So we started out the week with the pasuk Vayomer Elav Moshe. Moshe says to Paro, you want me to pray, you want me to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the current makah, the current plague. I'll do it when I get out of the city. And Rashi explains that in this city, Moshe wasn't going to daven because it was full of idols. So that was our entry into talking about going into places that have idols, that have a church, a avodah zarah. And we started globally on a higher level talking about going into cities or living in a city that has a avodah zarah, that has a church in it. And then we went on to talk about how about going into the chatzer, the courtyard of a church, getting more specific, and then into the churches and the buildings themselves. So when it came to the first of that level, when it comes to going or living in a city, we went through the Gemaras, and the bottom line is that the Rambam, in fact, is machmir, that one is not permitted, mi'ikar adin, to live in a city that has avodah zarah in it, ir sheyesh ba avodas kachavim, muta lahalech chutzala, if there's avodah zarah in a city, you can be outside the city where there is not avodah zarah. However, va'asur likanes besocha, you can't go into the city. The Rambam does say, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, there were anusim, it's duress, we have no choice in the matter, but mi'ikar adin, the Rambam says, one is not permitted to live in a city that has avodah zarah, which is basically almost every city in the world. And the Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, paskins lekula. The Shulchan Aruch is lenient, and he's of the view, based on the Mishnah, based on the Gemara, that the prohibition is not to enter or to live in a city that has a avodah zarah in it, but it's a limited iser that applies when the non-Jews are having a pagan holiday and they're having a festivity for it, they're having a gathering, a conference for it, then it would be prohibited to go into that city, to go in the direction of that festivity. It looks like we're increasing the people going, and maybe Mar Sinai, various reasons for the prohibition, but there's no prohibition, there's no default prohibition of living in a city or going into a city that simply has a avodah zarah on a non-pagan holiday day when they're not having their asifa, they're not having their festivities together. So that's when it comes to living or visiting a city that has a avodah zarah in it. The next level down was talking about a chatzer, a courtyard, or going into the parking lot of a church. And there the Rama brings two yesh omrim, brings two opinions, and it is as follows. Opinion number one is, just like we saw when it came to going into the city, there are those who are of the view that ubizman shein avdei kochavim mitkabzim sam letarfusam, as long as the non-Jews are not gathering in that courtyard of the church, adjacent to the church, they're not gathering there for a pagan purpose, for a festivity, then it would be permitted to go into that area. However, the Rama brings the second Yeshomrim, the Bechol Inyan Aser, that no matter what, it's prohibited to go into that parking lot that's adjacent to the church, the courtyard of the church, if that is not used to get to another place. In other words, that's the destination. It's not that people typically walk through that courtyard or that parking lot to go elsewhere. So then it would be prohibited to go there. And the Tzitz Eliezer is machmir on this. And he is of the view, and this is in the Klalei Hapsak of the Rama, when the Rama brings a Yeshomim and a Yeshomrim, we paskin like the second one. Accordingly, it would not be permitted to go to the courtyard of a church or a parking lot unless it is used to pass through it to go to a different destination, and then it would be permitted to go through it to go elsewhere. However, the Rama adds on that there's a Midas Chasidus to still not go in that direction. There's the third level down then, is going into the building of the church itself. So there we started out with the question, is it permitted to go into a base of avodah zarah when there's a situation of pikuach nefesh? And we brought the opinions of the Rashba and the Ritva that it's prohibited even if it is a situation of pikuach nefesh. Someone can lose a life. Why? So the Ritva explains as follows. That falls under Abizrayu, the avodah zarah. It falls under the big three. The big three that if somebody would force us to violate the big three, one of which is avodah zarah, we would have to yehareg vayavar, we would have to be killed rather than violating. And he says that includes going inside a place of idolatry, a base of avodah zarah. So continuing on in that, vein. We saw that certain Rishonim are machmir, even for purposes of Pikuach Nefesh, is prohibited to go into a base of Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch is lenient on this. And for example, he paskins Shemisi Nischayev Misa, somebody who is punishable by death, Mutar Livroach LeBeis Avodah Zarah, would be permitted to run into a house of Avodah Zarah in order to save his life. So if you got into the base of Avodah Zarah, you would be saved, or you want to hide in there, then it would be permitted for purposes of Pikuach Nefesh. But short of Pikuach Nefesh, we have many questions. How about to go in to avoid animosity, hostility from the non-Jews? How about if you are going to lose a lot of money if you don't go in? You want to go in and see the art, that's certainly prohibited. So there's a lot to discuss here. So we're just going to mention three additional shilas. Number one is, if somebody has a job, he was hired to do some work as a carpenter in a church. So that was the question that was posed to the Maharash Engel. And he says as follows, it's prohibited for a carpenter to go and put the windows in the church. You can't go in. You would be having hanah from the base of Avodah Zarah. You'd be being paid from them, and you can't go in. That's not a reason to go in. And the Abiya Omer globalizes from that, Maharash Engel was just talking about a carpenter, but it applies to anyone going in to do work inside a church, to fix something, to paint, to deal with the carpentry there, with the furniture in there. It can be a plumber, for example. All of those, it would not be permitted to go into the church, even at the loss of the job. That's how it is. Okay, so the next question is as follows. Are we only talking about a church which has idols, it has crosses, and it has depictions of Yeshu and various other of their quote-unquote saints? Or are we talking even in the absence of having those physical manifestations of Avodah Zarah? So the Tshuvas Pri Hasadeh was asked about certain people that together they went into a place of idolatry, a base of Avodah Zarah, for a memorial service for one of a governmental official, and was that acceptable or not? And the Pri Hasadeh answered as follows, Shebevadai asu isur gomor. They certainly, anyone who went in, it's absolutely prohibited. It's avizrayu d'avodah zarah, falls under the category of avodah zarah. V'afilu b'makom shein slami maser. And even if there are no physical manifestations of avodah zarah, he was of the view that it's prohibited to go in. So in fact, if anyone has a real urgent need to go in, short of Pikuach Nefesh we are lenient on, but if somebody has a real need, a shaila should be asked, as we see here, that even if there are no physical manifestations, the Pri Hasadeh was machmir, but it could be that it depends. If there are no physical manifestations and the hashkafos are not terrible of the church, they're not real idolaters, and depending on what their practices are of worship in that church, a shaila indeed should be asked. The next and final question, and this comes up not in Israel, but it'll come, as far as I know, but it comes up in Chutz La'aretz, is if there are the voting stations when it comes to the vote. If it's in a church, is it permitted to go into the church to vote? So this does happen in Israel, not in churches, but in schools or the places that you vote in, public areas, public buildings. So it happens to be that in Chutz La'aretz is the same concept, but there the public areas or the public buildings, those that have served the public can include churches. So the Yaskil Avadi says as follows, Hadavar Koshut, it's obvious that it's prohibited to go into churches. If they have crosses there, that is the place of the Sitra Achra, that is the place of the Yesar Ara, and somebody who goes in indeed will be attacked by Tuma, and it will have a negative impact on his Neshama, on his Nefesh. So that is the Psak of the Yaskel Avdi. The Mishnah Lachos was asked the similar question, same question, but he expands it, that even if the voting room is not in the church itself, but it's in a room that's adjacent to the actual church, so it's in the same building, it's adjacent to it, and he says that it's prohibited to go in even to there, even at the expense of not being able to vote. Ki af shein ba'ulam hazeh avodah zarah, because even though in this room there's no avodah zarah, it's just a room that's adjacent to the place that they have avodah zarah, mikol makom kaven shu mechubar lebeis avodah zarah, because it's attached, it's in the same building. Asuli kanish lasam kedin base Avodah Zarah Atzma. It has the same deen. It's considered the base Avodah Zarah as well, being adjacent and in the same building as it. Have a wonderful day.